Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Right now, we have Mayor Kerry Underwood, Mayor of Tuscumbia, Alabama, to share his Muscle Shoals Boutique Air experience.
My wife and I, we were flying from here to Atlanta, which is a very fantastic trip to go from one to the other at such a great rate. In that route was just a casual, comfortable environment, which sometimes flying is not casual and comfortable. During that time, we just got to visiting with the pilot and the co-pilot. Come to find out, it was a husband and wife team. And it's hard to put into words how that gave us a comfort level, but just knowing that there was a family that was flying the plane, having normal conversations as we were interacting with them, made it feel like home. And for me, this Shoals area is home, and knowing that there was someone who had that same sort of mentality and that same interaction between husband and wife going from one airport to another gave everybody on that plane, including myself, a comfort level that I really can't put into words. When we say this is boutique air, it's also very unique in that it is very hometown and personable. And to me, that matters when you're flying.
To plan your boutique air experience, go to boutiqueair.com. That's boutique air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is very important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. Of course, you see daily people who are missing
across the gamut of ages, from young to old. And as we share those posts, as we become concerned about people who are out there missing, we want to try to find resources and organizations that are trying in the effort to find these people. There are people out there who love and care about these individuals and want them back home. And I wanted, through the Mark White Show, to be able to share about a special organization that's doing some great work to help find missing people. The name of the organization is Project Lifesaver. Project Lifesaver's effort is the premier search and rescue program operated internationally by public safety agencies and is strategically designed for at-risk individuals who are prone to the life-threatening behavior of wandering. The primary mission of Project Lifesaver is to provide timely response to save lives and reduce potential injury for adults and children with the propensity to wander due to cognitive condition. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the Mark White Show Samantha Rush. She is the PR media relations staff member there at Project Lifesaver. She's also an electronic search specialist. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Samantha.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And as we think about the importance of finding these lost loved ones, one of the themes of Project Lifesaver is bringing loved ones home.
Yes, that is important. We've been going for about 22 years, and we are 100% successful. Now, we don't guarantee that loved ones will be brought home, but that is our mission, and we have been successful with it. And it's not something that we will stop doing in the for a very, very long time.
How did you become part of Project Lifesaver, Samantha?
So I moved to Florida last year, and ironically, my little sister was diagnosed with autism, and I was doing some research on it, and I saw that Project Lifesaver kept coming up and kept coming up in the news. And I wanted to know more about it. So I actually reached out and saw that they were hiring. So that's when I decided to apply. And I've been here for a little over a year. And I know I'm kind of a desk jockey, but I do feel the strength and care in all of us and the agencies and the police officers and firefighters and search and rescue personnel that are on the ground every day, and I feel it every single day.
It is interesting when I think about the fact, Samantha, that you kept hearing about Project Lifesaver over and over again, and it led you to taking a job there. And you did mention that, yes, you are behind a desk there, but at the same time, in February, as I mentioned, you became an electronic search specialist. So that has to make you feel like you have the tools now to be part of this mission with first responders.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that was a big thing. My boss, direct boss, is the CEO and founder. He did. He very much wanted us to become search specialists, as he wanted us to make sure we knew what we were talking about, that we weren't spewing information, that we had hands-on knowledge of what happens in the field. It's easy to read a book and say, well, if they wander, they're going to do this, this, and this, and this. But that's very much not the case. You know, there's a saying that if you meet a person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So every person is different. Every case is different. So having that hands-on knowledge and ability to say, okay, well, I was in the field and did this now is a great way to connect with people.
How does the ball get to rolling? Obviously, someone becomes missing. Do law enforcement agencies contact Project Lifesaver? How does that begin?
So there's two ways that I can answer that. The first way is a lot of caregivers will hear about Project Lifesaver in the news and will go to their local agency and say, you know, hey, why don't we have this program? You know, how do we get this program? And then we can actually work with the caregiver and their local public safety agency to say, okay, well, you know, this is how it works. This is how many people are in your community that really need this. And that's how we really get an agency started. And also word of mouth helps. So it's nice for a sheriff to hear that a sheriff two counties over is having a great time with the program. So that's important. But on an actual rescue, what typically happens is a caregiver will notify their local law enforcement agency and say, hey, blank is on is wandering. So the local law enforcement agency will deploy Project Lifesavers. So they come out, they have their own receivers, and they dial in directly to the transmitter's frequency and then can head out into the field and find them. So most search and rescue efforts with an individual with a cognitive condition without Project Lifesaver takes 9 hours. That's an average. With Project Lifesaver, it's 30 minutes.
That is outstanding. And as you mentioned, receivers, how does the project work? How do people utilize Project Lifesaver as they're searching to bring it from 9 hours down to 30 minutes being able to find an individual?
Yeah, so a good thing about Project Lifesaver is that we are a program, not a product. So it's through their local public safety agency. The client or loved one, as we refer to them, they have a transmitter. So it is a band with a little transmitter in a case that is water resistant, and it goes either on their ankle or wrist. We typically choose the ankle if they have sensory needs, and it's just a little bit out of sight, out of mind. So they wear this bracelet. Then it is constantly emitting a radio frequency, so a radio frequency signal. Now, it's not audible, so it's not like constantly chirping and waking them up in the night, but it is only tapped into when they're missing. Allows them to keep the ability to stay a bit autonomous. So they can, you know, still live at home, they can spend time with their family, that kind of stuff. They don't necessarily have to go into a retirement home or anything like that. So we're not surveilling people. You know, it's not surveillance. We do get that question a lot. It's only tapped into when they're missing. So it's not something invasive. So then when that person is missing, they deploy the equipment. So each public safety agency has their equipment and comes out and deploys it. So they start where the last known location was, and they pan the receiver around and search for the strongest signal. When they find that strongest signal, they follow it and they keep moving the receiver.
This is amazing. And as you mentioned, everyone's different. Every missing situation is different. I was a police officer for off and on for 17 years, and so I was involved in missing persons cases and had to search for people who did not have any way of being able to track. And this opportunity here for families that have loved ones who especially have cognitive conditions, I'm going to put it this way, because a lot of people who are missing loved ones, they're looking for hope. And as hours and days go by, the hope starts to dwindle. And I know that I've seen some people online who have pleaded with the public to help them. And if they had had something like this, a resource like this, and maybe they didn't know about it, we all miss things and we don't necessarily have all the tools in front of us. But that's exactly why today, Samantha, I wanted to bring awareness to Project Lifesaver, is so that someone doesn't lose that hope and they actually have tools in front of them, that they know that there are resources to find their loved one. Because I don't want anyone to have to go through finding their loved one when it's too late.
Absolutely. Yep.
When we come back, Samantha, I want to share about how people can connect with Project Lifesaver, how they can utilize this program. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Samantha Rush. This is Project Lifesaver based in St. Lucie, Florida. And I want people to connect with Project Lifesaver. Of course, you can go to projectlifesaver.org and find out about Project Lifesaver, but we are wanting to bring awareness to Project Lifesaver, and maybe it's something that can help someone you love and care about, especially when it comes to cognitive conditions. As I mentioned, Project Lifesaver is the premier search and rescue program operated internationally by public safety agencies and is strategically designed for at-risk individuals who are prone to the life-threatening behavior of wandering. The primary mission of Project Lifesaver is to provide timely response to save lives and reduce potential injury for adults and children with the propensity to wander due to cognitive condition. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Samantha Rush and bring awareness to Project Lifesaver. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drive. wishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are bringing awareness to missing persons and what people can do to help those they love that have cognitive conditions. We're talking about children. We're talking about adults. We want to offer resources and tools for those you care about. If they go missing, we want to know that it can be potentially minutes and not hours or days or weeks or months before your loved one is found. That is why Samantha Rush is on the line with me right now with Project Lifesaver. Welcome back, Samantha Rush.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for the work you do, and I'm so glad that Project Lifesaver kept coming on your radar over and over again so that you took a job with them.
Yes, yeah, I was pretty excited to see that their headquarters was... Ironically, it was about a mile away from my house. I moved from across the country and happened to be a mile away.
You mentioned a personal connection with a relative who has autism, and I've covered the subject of autism through the Mark White Show many times. It's something that we want to continue to help families and offer resources to them so that they have something for their children if they do tend to wander. And I think Project Lifesaver is a great option for these families to consider.
Yes, absolutely. That is something we run into is, well, I didn't know this was in my community, and we don't want it to be something that they find out about after an incident has occurred. So that's why we do a lot of outreach and try to get the word out, because it doesn't really benefit as many people as we would like if they don't know about it, obviously.
And of course, people can go to the website and they can find out about those programs at projectlifesaver.org. But let's talk about some of the programs that are offered through Project Lifesaver, Samantha.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is the main, obviously, transmitter and receiver. So the public safety agency would get the program. They would get trained. And that training is actually specific to people with those cognitive conditions. So it's not just, you run out into the field and you find them. It's, okay, what happens when you find them? Are you sensory friendly? Are you, listening to their needs? Well, what if they're nonverbal? It doesn't mean that they're not listening. So it's ways that we can increase awareness of our surroundings. And knowing and knowledge are how we keep everybody safe. So not even just the police officers and the search and rescue people, but also the individual that's wandered. You know, they're scared. They don't know where they're at. So we do train them on that kind of stuff. And we do ask that they go out every month and change the battery and band on their transmitters. So this actually builds a relationship. So when they do go wandering, they don't see people or police as something scary. It's something they can go towards.
Educating the public is so important, and it's key. That's the way that people are going to gain that knowledge that you're sharing about, is that if we can educate the public on Project Lifesaver and what tools are available, then obviously lives can be saved.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We work tirelessly, with this past year and everything. We were not able to take a break, just, as all of our first responders and essential workers were not able to take breaks, wandering doesn't take a break. So it's not something that we can ever stop doing until everybody is brought home safely.
What have you found that's very beneficial for Operation Lifesaver to bring awareness to the communities as people listen from their own community? What have you found is one of the best tools to reach that audience?
It's definitely word of mouth. I can post to social media and put out ads all day, but there's nothing more, honestly, just real than a mother saying, my son was lost, but he was able to be found. And that is the most profound form of, quote unquote, advertising that I could ever asked for. It is just a real thing to have someone say, Project Lifesaver saved my life. And that is what's important to us. It's not necessarily, we're big shots around the country. It's, we want to be around the country because there's people with these conditions around the country. They need us, and we want to be there for them.
We want those positive stories, Samantha. We want those cards and letters coming to Project Lifesaver saying thank you for what you do. And we want people listening right now to be able to connect with Project Lifesaver. How would you like people to do that?
Yeah, so the best way to connect with us is either give us a call or send us a message through social media. So we do have a main phone number. If you're on our website, it's all the way at the bottom. We are the international headquarters, so that would be the best place to get like specific information about the program. But yeah, you can also just shoot us a message through social media. Now, I can't say I will get back immediately, as I do still like to sleep, but I am definitely still going to be watching for your y'all's message.
Great, and I will give that number out. It's 772-446-1271. And again, people can go to the website to find out more information about Project Lifesaver by going to projectlifesaver.org, following on social media, Project Lifesaver International Headquarters, located in St. Lucie, Florida. Samantha, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. And again, we appreciate the great work at Project Lifesaver. And I hope that someone listening today will connect with Project Lifesaver and it will spare them the grief of the loss of a loved one because they didn't have the tools necessary to find who they loved and cared about. And it stands out to me again that you mentioned 9 hours versus 30 minutes. And when someone's missing, minutes count, seconds count.
Absolutely.
Thank you again, Samantha.
Thank you very much for having me. It's very important to us that we talk to people like you who definitely care and are here for us, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely. And our first responders who are listening right now, I encourage them because it may be that they need to take up this torch and carry it and go to projectlifesaver.org. Let your leadership know about Project Lifesaver. If you're not utilizing the service right now, let them know about this 501c3 project effort. And it's Project Lifesaver. Again, go to Project Lifesaver International Headquarters on social media, on Facebook, and also go to projectlifesaver.org. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. If you're encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share this with your family, your friends, your neighbors, especially a show like this, because you don't know whose life you're going to touch. You may very well save a life because you share this show about Project Lifesaver. So I hope you'll do that. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.